Worrying is a national epidemic. So if you feel anxious and uncertain, you're not alone. But there's good news. Thanks to researchers and clinicians, this subject is well understood. Here it is, a quick, compact read that tells you what you need to know to understand anxiety and deal with it constructively. This little book presents the most important findings from empirical research in cognitive behavioral therapy and effective neuroscience in a concise way that's easy to grasp. It tells you what you need to know and do. Based on recent work in empirically supported anxiety treatments, this easy-to-read guide will help you deal with an emotion that can completely unravel your day. Think of this book as a tool that teaches you how to filter your thoughts in ways that will change both how you feel and how you behave. Despite the simplicity of the techniques, they produce powerful results. Read each lesson in sequence. Some will resonate with you more than others, but each lesson allows you to build your own customized anxiety management toolbox. As you read this book, consider taking some time to write your thoughts. Put pen to paper and note how you might apply the various lessons in your life. This is your own personal journey, an opportunity to learn to think, feel, and behave differently. You might think of your notes as a personal journal or a private blog. Keeping a journal is entirely optional, but writing notes and reflecting on new information will not only aid your retention, but also help you organize the material in your mind and integrate it with your existing knowledge. It may make for a richer and more useful experience, and it should only take a few minutes. Give it a try. Many of the lessons conclude with recommendations for action under the headings, "Now ask yourself," and "What you need to do." For these activities, you'll need a notebook or at least a few blank sheets of paper. Though brief, these exercises can be quite powerful. Applying daily what you've learned can accelerate the process, increasing your likelihood of making progress and maintaining your gains. These are the tools that will help you master your worry, anxiety, and fear. Clinicians often refer to them as homework, but this isn't homework in the academic sense. Rather, it's the notion that though insight alone, what we learn, may not bring about changes in emotions or behavior, we can introduce change by acting on our knowledge and insight. You'll want to apply this insight in your day-to-day life, and these exercises are an opportunity to do just that. Know this. These approaches work. I've seen them work with my clients. Most importantly, dozens of controlled studies completed at clinics and research centers around the world support the approaches described in this book. The result? Using them can help you have a better day, one where you are more productive, have a greater sense of control, and manage whatever life throws your way by using solutions rather than letting worry take your brain hostage. A small book is no substitute for professional care, of course. If you are experiencing more severe anxiety or thoughts of death or suicide, you'll want to work with an experienced mental health specialist. You'll find internet resources at the end of the book. Don't underestimate the power of worry, anxiety, and fear. When appropriate, they can play a positive, even essential role in your life. However, they can also be disruptive and disabling. The bottom line is that you don't have to be a victim of these unpleasant emotions. You can control how you live your day and what role anxiety plays, and this little guide will show you how. Let's get on with it.